Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club, Club 1080, Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club. They fell in love.
Well, the Mean Green indeed are mean. They just beat Wisconsin. North Texas.
You were hoping that Oregon, you know, for Oregon's sake, Wisconsin would have won, because then you could say you lost to the true champion.
Look at that. Someone tell that little girl that's the NIT.
Yeah, there's a Wisconsin fan crying. But I think this is Dana Altman's point, is that Wisconsin fans are crying after losing the NIT.
Decent.
Whereas no one could be bothered to show up to the Oregon game to feel emotional about it one way or another.
That is a decent point. North Texas.
My favorite fan was the dude in the cowboy hat, tank top, no sleeves, and the 69 jersey on. That was good.
Yeah.
And why is the Baylor coach there? What's he doing?
What?
Well, the Baylor coach is there.
Oh, really?
Drew.
I don't know.
Scott Drew.
Well, North.
He's in the stands. Maybe he went there?
Maybe he's friends with
the coach,
one of the coach or something. Either that, he's trying to pilfer.
There's the hots of the Mean Green right there.
He's trying to pilfer some of the Mean Green players next year to come play at Baylor. All right, well, I mean, if you're the Mean Green,
I'm a fan.
This is a big deal. By the way, did you tell me correctly that Wisconsin scored 14 points in the second half?
13.
13?
They scored 41 in the first half, 13 in the second half, and lost by 2.
How very Blazer-esque of them. How do you score 13 points?
56-54, final.
All right, well, you know,
barn burner.
I think we can all say, go Mean Green. We're on board here.
Yeah, I'm a big Mean Green guy now.
Let's go.
It sounds like Scott Drew's there because someone from his coaching tree coaches North Texas.
Gotcha.
See?
All right.
Friends with the coach.
All right.
And it's Vegas.
All right.
Which would you rather be in, Waco, or would you rather be in Vegas?
Waco. Wait. Vegas.
Now we're waiting for the Scott Drew hooker story to come out.
Yeah.
You're in Vegas. You got some money.
You know, I wouldn't care if he... I mean, who cares?
My guess is his wife.
It's legal down there.
His wife would care.
Is he married?
I don't know. I'm assuming.
Well, he probably shouldn't do that then.
Well, Baylor wouldn't care, even though they're the Lord's University. Baylor would be like, hey, he won a national title.
You watch that show Waco yet on Netflix?
No, I haven't seen that one yet. Is it a documentary or is it a...
It's a documentary, yeah.
Okay.
And it's pretty well done.
Because I've seen several documentaries on the Branch Davidians.
Yeah,
so.
I haven't finished it because I know enough about that story, but it's a good one.
Is it one of those like where, I don't know about you, there's topics that I find very interesting but I can't watch any more of, like D.B. Cooper. I feel like I have seen everything there is to see on D.B. Cooper. I think that about Waco, like... What are they going to? Aaron Hernandez is another one. Like, you can't.
JonBenet Ramsey.
Yes, I know everything about it. OJ's one.
Yeah, the D.B. Cooper thing, I don't know a lot about, and I still don't care. I mean, I know who he is and the whole thing, but I don't know. There's some topics I just don't care about.
Yeah, but I
D.B. Cooper is definitely one of them.
Well, Waco to me is that, because I...
Well, that's because you've...
Yeah,
I think there's a difference between not really caring about the topic, but... And then, like you're saying, you've already dove in there.
Yes.
JonBenet is a really good one.
Yeah. Again, I'm like, whatever. I've seen a million things on it. I watched the one on the Malaysian flight that went down.
Yeah,
I just watched that too.
Am I the only one that thought that was like lame and it was just nothing?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
No.
Well, it's because they don't know anything.
Exactly.
And they didn't tie up a lot of the big theories they threw out there, and that was the biggest problem.
Exactly.
I assumed watching that thing that I was going to get some, like, even after the last JonBenet Ramsey thing that I watched, which was a number of years ago, they brought in a bunch of, like, really big wig forensic scientists and criminologists and stuff, and then at the end, they said, look, this is just our opinion, but we feel that all the evidence points to the brother. Like, if in our opinion, that's where it goes. So even though there was no final, like, conclusion, because no one's going to be convicted or anything, they're like, this is what we think happened. I thought they were going to do that with the Malaysian airliner thing. They didn't give me anything other than wild speculation.
Yeah.
And I can wildly speculate on my own. I was very disappointed.
Let's do our own doc on that.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I just make crap up.
Yeah, make it up.
I did like the wannabe Indiana Jones guy who was a total putz that just kind of started to find, you know, wreckage by himself.
Yeah.
That was so perplexing.
Let's get to a real story. Okay. The Gwyneth Paltrow trial.
We got derailed by the Mean Green. Well, we have to break and then we can come back.
Actually, we don't.
No?
Not yet.
Why don't you leave that to me, okay?
I know what I'm doing. My clock. Oh, yeah. The big clock right in front of me.
So the Gwyneth Paltrow trial has taken this show by storm.
Yes. The ski accident that wasn't really a big deal, like, what, 5-6 years ago that now apparently has become a big deal?
Well, and we haven't even talked about that part of it. Like, if you are hit by someone on the ski slopes, like, I don't know, isn't that on the waiver? Like, or is it like rules of the road? You can be sued?
I assumed that when you ski, you take on a certain...
that's what I mean.
You take on a certain risk, right?
Well, that's not the big thing that happened. I mean, we don't need that part of the story. We'll debate later.
Sure.
Bigger things happened today in the courtroom. And I have the audio.
I can't wait.
So what you're going to hear, so I don't know what happened today, but I think it was just mostly procedural. Mm-hmm. There was no testimony or anything.
The jury wasn't in there.
I didn't even see Gwyneth Paltrow in there, and I don't think the jury was in there.
At the very end of this clip, you can hear him mention something about, like, is the jury is ready? The jury are you ready, ready to move on with the jury? Yeah. So they're doing some administrative stuff, it seems like.
Yeah, so nothing major here. But the Gwyneth Paltrow attorney gets up and asks the judge for something. So I'm going to play this. And how long is this?
That's a minute.
Okay, it's only a minute. Towards the end, you will hear another guy chime in, and that is the other guy's attorney.
Okay.
Because remember, so if you don't know, Paltrow was on the ski slopes in Park City, Utah in 2006, I think, or 16?
16.
And she claims she got hit by a dude by the name of Terry Sanderson.
He's a doctor. He's a retired eye doc.
Yeah.
And she claims that she thought she was getting sexually assaulted.
He came up behind
and got in between her legs. He's claiming that she wildly came out of control and slammed into him, causing the brain damage.
So this has gone to trial. Paltrow is suing for $1 and attorney fees. Yeah. He was originally suing for $3 million. He now only wants $300,000.
Yeah.
So it's just the dumbest lawsuit of all time.
Yes.
Well, anyway, they've been in court giving testimony. Here is Paltrow's attorney getting up there and asking the judge something today.
This private security for my client wanted to bring in treats for the bailiffs for how helpful they've been. So I wanted to do that transparently and see if there are any objections.
We object.
Okay. There's an objection.
Okay. So I will let them know.
Thank you, but no thank you.
Actually, both ways, not just one way.
Well, you can bring in treats. Well,
okay. If the parties decide to do that later, that's fine, too.
Okay.
I mean, he should have asked us first, frankly.
It hasn't been done.
I know, he should have asked us first. We could talk about it, but he just sprung it on us now. So we've checked.
What'd you find out about the jury? Ready to go? Okay.
Yeah, so the... I don't know if you caught that.
God.
The attorney started arguing. So, yeah, he said Gwyneth brought juice boxes and orange slices for the bailiffs. And he wanted to ask the court, which he did not want to do. Like,
no.
He was like, oh, my God. Because at the first, he's like, judge, I got something I need to talk to you about.
I got snacks?
And then the other guy objected. He's like, no! What? You should have done that. You should have asked us. He's like, well, we haven't even done it.
What is happening? Who brings...
Fantastic.
Who brings the bailiffs?
Well, you know, you gotta butter up the bailiffs.
Why?
Everybody knows that.
It's a bailiff.
Gwyneth has money. She has to show that she's generous.
I just imagine, do you think the bailiff was pissed? The bailiff was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, the bailiff's like, what?
Can I see Can I see what snacks? Is that a Bismarck?
Technically, he didn't say it was from Paltrow. He said it was from the private security of his client. So, like, the security guard is, like, making cookies or what?
No, that's from Gwyneth. That's from GP, bro.
I think it probably is from Goop. But...
Do you think she handed out vagina-scented candles, too?
Here, smell my vagina.
Do you get, like, a...
Do you think she says that when she hands out her candle? Or like, hey, do you want to smell my...
You want to smell my vajayjay?
What if she doesn't tell him what scent it is, and they're like, oh, hey, is it scented? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think it is? Oh, it's my... It's me menge.
What does she say to you? Like, it's my aura? It's my lady bits? Like, what is
think,
that?
I think it, you say it's her essence. It's the essence of her womanhood. I'm going to have my own candle, and it's just going to be called Taint.
The smell of your taint? So we get a little mixture of both your butt and your balls. Great. What's a great idea?
What's your candle? It's called Balls. I mean, jeez.
Yeah, so that's where we're at with that trial. It's exciting. Would you like to hear? I have one more piece of audio, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
But I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole today on the TikTok thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, the whole China...
The hearings, they're talking about trying to ban it. And
well, I kept seeing clips of the head cheese at TikTok, Mr. Chow, or Chu, I think is his name.
Yeah.
And I kept seeing him, and I thought he handled himself really well. So then I went down a sort of a, this whole thing of like, how really did he do?
Okay.
And I saw just a bunch of clips. Most of the people on social media, and so full disclosure, I didn't really find out how well he did. I would imagine how well he did depends on your viewpoint of the topic.
Sure.
Right? But it seemed to me that all the questions they were throwing at him, he handled very well. He also totally buried the U.S. at one point, and he's not wrong when he basically just said, look, the U.S. doesn't exactly have the greatest track record of keeping people's
information
safe. Okay? And he was right about that.
Yeah.
So all that stuff aside, I just thought this one was funny because it seems to me this is what it happens when smart meets dumb.
Yeah.
This TikTok guy is pretty smart.
Versus our public leaders.
Yes, this dip-ass congressman.
And if you don't know, the government is talking about banning TikTok because it's a Chinese-owned company, and they're basically saying that the Chinese government is running this, and they're stealing information and stockpiling and all that. And
well, the company that owns TikTok is from China.
Yes.
And they have put out a different version of TikTok in China than they do to the West. And they are saying that, one, that is in and of itself wrong because they're trying to get U.S. kids hooked on dumb stuff, whereas the one that they give the Chinese kids in China is actually educational and, like, really forward-thinking, and it has all this stuff, like, that's really good for kids on it.
Yeah.
But they give us the bastard version.
That makes sense.
But
well, to be honest with you, no one here would watch any of the smart stuff.
Exactly. We'll watch cat videos.
One of the cat videos and Hots Dancing.
Or people making up whatever the new Hot Dance is.
We need Jackson Mahomes.
Yeah. So they're kind of controlling that narrative. That bothers some people. And the other one is, of course, it is valid. Like, it's a Chinese company. Like, what are they doing with our information?
Yeah.
Right. So that's a valid concern. So it goes to Congress, and here is some dumbass congressman trying to sound smart, talking to the smart guy TikTok leader, Mr. Chu.
I want to talk specifically. Can you tell me right now, can you say,
with 100% certainty that TikTok does not use the phone's camera to determine whether the content that elicits a pupil dilation should be amplified by the algorithm? Can you tell me that?
We do not collect body, face, or voice data to identify our users. We do not. The only face data that you get, that we collect, is when you use the filters to have, say, sunglasses on your face. We need to know where your eyes are.
And why do you need to know where the eyes are if you're not seeing if they're dilated?
And that data is stored on your local device and deleted after use if you use it for facial. Again, we do not collect body, face, or voice data to identify our users.
I find that hard to believe. It's our understanding that they're looking at the eyes. How do you determine what age they are then?
We rely on age gating as our key age assurance.
Age
dating, which is when you ask the user what age they are. We have also developed some tools where we look at their public profile to go through the videos that they post to see whether...
Well, that's creepy. Tell me more about that.
It's public. So if you post a video, that's, you choose that video to go public, that's how you get people to see your video. We look at those to see if you, it matches up the age that you talked about.
See what I mean? I mean, my God, man.
Yeah. And, like, these people are starting hearings not knowing anything about what they're talking about.
Yeah. You can tell, first of all, that question was written for him.
Yes.
Somebody wrote that out for him. Because there's no way he understood anything about that question.
Anytime that there's a congressional hearing, I think back to the baseball ones. I remember watching those, and I think it was, like, was it, like, Henry Waxman who was, like, running that? The line of questioning is the dumbest thing in the history of mankind. They can't be bothered to actually learn anything about what they are having a hearing
well,
on.
Well, I love it. Well, that sounds pretty creepy. Yeah, it's just looking at videos that they post publicly.
How do you determine the age? Well, they write it down.
Yeah, they actually, we just ask them and they tell us. So.
Today, the Oregon legislature was meeting on all of that can coaches and ADs be held responsible for people storming the field stuff. Yeah. And I guess there was some rep from Coos Bay that he wanted to know if they're going to be involved in the talk when the teams want to go to the Big Mountain. Well, do you mean the Big 12 or the Mountain West or the Big 10? He thought there was a conference called the Big Mountain.
You know what? I'm all for the Big Mountain. When the Pac-12 eventually crumbles and they join, I think it should be. Instead of the Mountain West or the Pac-12, I like it. What's your conference? It's the Big Mountain. Who's going to the Big Mountain? You have something to say about that?
God.
And yet, we wonder why have no confidence in our country. Well, I give you that these dip-esses are the ones leading us.
They should show us
them.
They should show us more of that so we really understand. It's really ingrained into us how stupid these people that we elect are.
And yet...
I guess that we could watch more C-SPAN, but...
God. But they're the only ones that want to run. No smart person actually wants to run for office. That's the problem.
Well, look at some of those videos. They're pretty funny. There's some more of them. We'll spare you, but of the TikTok guy trying to explain to U.S. congresspeople what...
it's like me explaining Spotify
he's
to my
excellent.
Father.
He's made a lot of people look really stupid very in a very polite way.
Yeah, he handled... I thought he did really well.
I just enjoyed the age one was my favorite. Oh,
well, that's the age. Wait, what's that? Like, I gotcha. Oh, well, that's where we ask them what their age is.
And they tell us. Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, dude, that's creepy. You're looking at their video? Yeah, it's when they post things publicly. We actually can see that, just like you can. And we look at it. How about that, Mr. Congressman?
I think that congressman left like I showed him.
Oh, guaranteed.
That's right.
He's like, yeah. That'll go viral. Idiot.
Put that on your TikTok.
Big time show we all love is coming to an end. And the Dan Orlovsky story coming up on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, coming up, what Dan Orlovsky said that made people double-take recently.
Yeah, we'll see if we get to that.
I keep teasing that, but we're going to get to it, damn it.
There was a video today. This is going to further delay it. Dude, it's all over.
But, oh, no.
Like, check it out. Like, it's on TMZ. It's all over Twitter. Some jackass stole a police car today.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, because they released the body.
Where was that?
This was in L.A.
Okay.
Just on the freeway. Some dip-ass stole a cop car. And so he's running from the cops like 90 miles an hour, and he's on the freeway, bunch of cop cars behind him, and his whole plan is he slows down to about 50, okay? Opens the door on the freeway with the cops right behind him, Peter pans out the door.
Yeah.
Hits his head.
The video's crazy.
Thanks for coming.
Is he dead?
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It turns out when you hit your head on the pavement at 50, you die.
Because it didn't look that bad. You couldn't see the head impact as much.
Yeah,
though.
What I would like to know, what was his plan?
Well, it's drugs, dude.
Well, but you were smart enough, and you had it in you to steal the car, to run, to maneuver the car. You're weaving in and out, so you had your
you had your
wits about you.
Hmm.
But what
no,
did
you didn't.
What did you like? What was the benefit of jumping from a 50-mile-an-hour car as opposed to? Because clearly at that point, you're going to run on foot. You're not giving up. So did he think that he was going to pull like a roadrunner and like he would hit the ground running and then like lose him on foot? You're on the freeway.
Maybe he wanted to kill himself.
And that's how you decided to
well,
do it?
That's what I suggested to Suk, but
doesn't have a gun or something?
I don't know.
Well, I guess at that point, you could just, you know, I mean, the cops could shoot you. I saw that and the whole time, I must have watched that video like six times and that's all I could think about was, what's the plan? It was like that scene from The Other Guys when they jump off the roof.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's not even an awning. Like, what were you doing? I'm fascinated by that. And it's also weird because it made me think of it with the Nashville police body cam footage that they released like the day after. Everything is on film now. Like, what? It blows my mind that the amount of things that if you just go on Twitter or you go on Instagram, the videos that are floating out there are just bananas.
Yeah, there's a lot of wild stuff out there.
Everything on film.
Drugs are wild, MK.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they say on the...
Yeah, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
The kid shows.
Yeah. Don't jump from 50-mile-an-hour cars. It's not a good idea.
So a show, a big-time show that we all love is coming to an end. Did you see that they are filming, or they've already wrapped filming for season 12 of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Oh, and this is it?
And they are saying this is it.
Oh, because he's done this a couple times before where he's taken hiatuses and then he comes back.
Well, the only reason people think this is it is because a couple of the cast members and maybe a director or writer. Well, he wrote it, but.
But he's not the only one. I mean, he's got writers.
Somebody that works on the show.
Yeah.
Tweeted, they hit social media and they didn't even hint at. They just said filming the last scene of the last episode of the last season of Curb. Now, the flip side of that is HBO has always, with Larry David, they just basically let him come and go as he
whenever
pleases.
You want.
So if he has a change of heart and says, I want to do another one, then maybe, you know, they'll let him do that. But right now, it's looking like the new season of Curb, which is season 12, will be, and there's no premiere date yet, but they have shot it. That will be the last one.
He will turn 76 years old this year.
Whoa, he's older than I thought.
So this probably is.
Yeah.
This is it.
Dude, that is a hell of a run. That's one of the best shows ever.
Ever. And I will say this. I do not think there has ever been a better second act. And I'm open again to the idea that I'm wrong.
The Seinfeld?
Larry David is responsible for arguably, most people consider it to be one or two, the greatest show of all time in Seinfeld. He created it. He wrote it. Him and Jerry. And you don't get to do something after that, right? You're responsible for, again, the greatest TV show of all time. And then as your second act for S's and Giggles, you do something as iconic and as big as Curb Your Enthusiasm. You want to talk about a dude with talent? I give you Larry David.
Very funny.
Yes.
Funny. But I would argue that Curb is better than Seinfeld.
I mean, they're two very, very different shows. One being HBO, that you have the freedom to do it. But you can't argue with the fact that Seinfeld had as big of an impact on television and culture as anything. It's the most watched. Well, I think it may have beaten MASH. It's either the one or two biggest watched show of all time, the finale.
Sure, but Curb is better than Seinfeld.
I can't say that.
I just did.
I want to say
I think it is.
Curb's better than Seinfeld.
But I do think that Seinfeld at its time was more culturally significant than Curb is now. So,
of course.
But more iconic. But this, I think, is the better comedy show.
Yeah. But it's the same dude. Same sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, same idea.
I'm trying to think of how many. I don't know if Seinfeld made it 12 seasons.
All right, we got a break. Did you get the Hank Johnson audio?
On the way into the system.
Yeah, Seinfeld only made it 9.
So there are two people that... So we're lamenting our elected officials.
Yes.
There are two people simultaneously, like back-to-back texts came in about Hank Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them says, check out some Hank Johnson sometime if you think our elected officials aren't smart. When I read that, I was like, oh, Hank Johnson must be really good, and who is this guy, and he's probably really smart, and you're right, it's not all of them, some of them really are smart and try to do the right thing, and so I looked up Hank Johnson, and he's from Georgia.
Yep, he is a United States representative, the fourth congressional district, and he's been there since 2007.
Yeah, and I think that this guy was being a smartass, because the next one says, if you want a real laugh, Google Hank Johnson Guam.
Oh, boy.
And we are going to play the audio. So I think the first guy, this is real. Yeah, no, it was on CNN. That's where we got the audio from, the Anderson Cooper show.
Very much a real clip.
And so the first guy was being a smartass. If you think our elected officials are dumb, you don't know how dumb until you have heard Hank Johnson on Guam.
Oh, boy.
So we'll have that for you. I'm
going to brace myself.
Please do. Here's Buck.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place.
That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, well, we've been lamenting our politicians, our elected officials, our congresspeople. Well, here's more. We're going to lament more.
Hank Johnson. And for fairness, because everyone thinks that you're a liberal snowflake, he's a Democrat. Yeah. So we got dum-dums on both sides.
Yeah, there are more dum-dums on one side than the other. But yes, this guy is a Democrat. And he is from Georgia. I think he is still in office. This is an old clip. But
yeah, he's been in office since like 2007.
Somebody pointed out that we need to see Hank Johnson Guam if we want faith in our, restore faith in our government officials.
The amazing part is you can have something like this and he keeps getting reelected over and over and over again.
And Deal would like to remind you, Sue, Guam is an island, not a boat.
Ah, okay. Thank you. It's not on a 3-hour tour.
And here is Hank Johnson, Guam.
This is a island that at its widest level is, what, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Very small island, and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
The whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Oh, my God.
We don't anticipate that.
What? That's real.
He really thinks that.
Well, it's real.
He really thinks that. He said it multiple times. Like, you could see his train of thought.
Well, it was painful to listen to him try
And that's his rationale for why we don't need that many troops in Guam, because we could flip the island
Tip.
You know, the best part of that whole thing is that the guy having to answer actually has to take him seriously.
Yeah.
Like,
I know, he
can't just be like, sir,
well, that's
you're the dumbest human being I've ever met.
It would be really frustrating to have to testify before Congress, because when they do go super dumb on you, you can't really, like, you have to be so respectful.
Do you?
Well, yeah, you do.
I would love for someone in that situation to be like, sir, that is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You really feel like adding people to an island. Do you think, I would be like, do you think the island is floating? Is that where we're going with this? You think it's like an inner tube and it's just floating out there? And if we put two, how about this, sir? We make sure that we have equal number of people on each side of the island and so that it doesn't capsize. Holy God.
Yeah.
And he keeps getting reelected.
There's your guy.
He keeps getting reelected.
He was very painful. Listening to him try to think while also speaking was
And yeah,
it just kind of puts you to sleep. But he said widest level, smallest location, least widest place. Like, that guy's a moron.
Yes.
He's just reading off stats in hopes that it proves his point, but, like, he doesn't even have the stats, really, and he doesn't have any rationale to back up why those would be important.
Well, an island tipping.
There's Hank.
What about Hawaii? You know what? I'm concerned. We got too many people moving to Hawaii. One of these times, one of these is going to tip right over.
Yeah.
You know? No more going to Maui, people. We can't have... It's not an airplane. There's not a wait limit. And not building massive infrastructure. No, just putting people on it.
Well, I don't think you guys... We cut off the end there, but what he was getting at was he wants to pass a law that funds floaties for everyone in Guam in case it tips.
You have to walk around with a Daffy Duck raft around your waist just in case something else occurs. Holy
yeah, there you
criminy.
Go. All right, what Dan Orlovsky said on his sports show the other day, it's not sports related at all, but he got a lot of heat for it. A lot of people did a double take. We will talk about it.
Finally.
In maybe. Our next seg.
Maybe.
6:43 on the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, we've finally gotten to it. The Dan Orlovsky tease will be paid off here. So
like,
he's a sports
been like
guy.
3 days in the making?
More than that, I think. Sports guy. Former quarterback.
Ran out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah. Played for the Lions. Joey knows him.
Terrible quarterback. Great analyst. I think he does a really good job.
He's all right. He kind of bothers me a little bit. So he said something the other day on his show that, you know, because Joey Harrington comes on our show, mm-hmm. knows Dan. They were in Detroit together. And he says that Dan, outside of sports, is a total goofball.
Yeah.
One example he had was he eats like a child. He's like your brother. He eats like a 5-year-old.
Yeah, well-done steak with ketchup and yes. chicken tendies.
Right.
And
he has no idea what good food is. No.
He said he had the most bland palate that he'd ever yeah. known. And like Dan was all excited that he tried putting cut cucumbers on tacos the other day. And right. It's like that's that kind of thing.
Well, Dan Orlovsky said recently that he uses the same shower towel mm-hmm. 30 times before it hits the hamper.
Okay. So
that's what he said. So for a month, has the same shower towel in his bathroom.
Interesting.
And people took him to task for that, and rightly so. Now, the question is what is acceptable here?
Well, I mean,
let's be honest, don't we all push this envelope?
100%. If you're a college kid, the correct answer is probably 6 months. Like every college kid has two towels, one for showering and one for something else. But as an adult and someone like Dan that makes a bunch of money, I'm going to say that the average is probably a week. I think pushing it probably goes 2. Anything beyond that, I think you're kind of a disgusting animal.
What do you think is prudent? What do you think is actually right? Because that's what I looked up.
7 to 10 days.
3 days.
3 days?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. It turns out a fresh towel every 3 days is prudent.
Interesting.
Based on how bacteria and
everything. I mean, cause
based on science.
Well, the argument is going to be, well, I'm clean when I get out. So, yeah. But then you it's a wet towel that grows bacteria.
It just sits in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And some people don't air out their towels. Like,
yeah,
I don't know if
gross.
You just hang it and it just dangles, or you like spread it out and hang it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we have
some people just put it on a hook.
Yeah, we have a hook.
And it never really gets dry. See, we have hooks, but only dry towels go on the hooks. I don't put the wet towel gets draped over the shower door.
Yeah.
So that it can completely dry.
But I've never showered with a damp towel. If the towel is damp, then I go get a new towel. Hmm.
It dries while
it
on
dries.
The hook?
But to be fair, the vast majority of my showers do not occur at the house. So I would say, like 9 times out of 10, with the exception of the weekend, my shower is a new towel every day because I pack my towel and I shower at the gym. So I'd really say I only shower at home on the weekends.
So you don't count.
I don't. I think I'm an outlier. And I'm not responsible for the towels. I just show up and there is a new towel or an old towel sitting on the hook. My lady is the one that decides when the towels have had enough.
Right.
And so I guess I'd have to ask her, because I'm making an assumption and it's an unfair assumption because I said 7 to 10 days, but in those 7 to 10 days, I shower probably twice. So I don't know what she does.
Well,
3 days, huh?
So says internet.
Yeah, I would have never.
Here's another one.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Do you guys have little hand towels next to the sink?
Absolutely.
Yeah. How often do those get swapped out? Because
I'd say the same as the as
3 days.
The big ones. I'd say probably a week ish.
See, I have a bigger fight there because my wife and I, since we're so wealthy, we have dual sinks.
Yes.
So she has her own hand towel, and I have mine.
Yeah.
Therefore,
isn't that pretty standard too?
I don't know. I don't know what goes on in other people's homes.
I don't think my lady would want to share a towel with me.
Right.
I think she'd refuse.
So it's one of the. So normally my wife handles all the towelings.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Same thing with me.
That's just her department.
Yeah.
One area of that is not her department is my hand towel because it's my side of the sink.
Sure.
She doesn't deal with that. She lets me swap it out whenever I need it or what, you know, I'm in charge of that.
Yeah.
And my own shower towel, too. I tend to swap those out, too. But how often the hand towel comes into play more for me because I do all kinds of stuff with that thing.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you dry your hands after you wash your hands.
Yep.
But I also kind of sometimes rub my face or, like, wipe off toothpaste.
Yep.
And then every once in a while, I'll find myself just mindlessly wiping down the counter with it. And then I'm like, well, what did you do that for? Now you can't use it. And then I'm like, well, maybe I won't throw it in the hamper. I'll just put it back on the hook.
Oh.
Yeah, like I total. And now I'm like, what are you doing?
Interesting.
So it's...
That's kind of disgusting.
I battle myself on that one.
We have a... So we too have the dual sinks. We have a counter towel, and then we each have...
Hanging towels. What is the counter towel for?
For what you were saying.
Oh.
That's for wiping
it's
and...
It's just sitting there...
Yeah, right in the middle of the two sinks, there's a hand towel, but it's just folded.
Ooh,
and
I need
that's
to do
the,
that.
And that's the one that's for ancillary what have you. Spray and whatnot. And then the hand towel is for like washing of the face or the hands or anything like that.
Yeah.
But again, she changes all that because here's the thing. We're very rigid on the equity of the towels in that if I were to change out the hand towel, it would no longer match her hand towel.
Oh, exactly.
Therefore, I would be in trouble.
Yeah, they have a whole system.
I got in trouble earlier a while back because in the kitchen, I used a towel to wipe up my dog when he eats, kind of causes a mess sometimes. He's a little slobber. So I used one of the kitchen towels to wipe up his mouth and all that. And herein lies the problem. So I did the smart thing. I put that one in the laundry room, and then I went and got another kitchen towel to replace that one. This was in the end of February. Those were Valentine's towels. Guess what I brought out?
Right.
I brought out the St. Patrick's Day towel.
Yeah. What are you doing?
And let me tell you something.
What are you doing?
If you want to piss someone off... Break out a St. Patrick's Day kitchen towel when everything else is Valentine's themed.
Yeah.
We weren't ready to make the switch over, and let me tell you, I heard about it.
Yeah, it's amazing how much thought my wife puts into little things like that.
Yes.
To the point where no wonder we don't do any of it, Because we're just not even on that brain wavelength.
No.
To think about all of the considerations that they have for their little... Just those little... I don't even know what you call them, but...
Yeah, I don't know, but they, it's a big deal. I mean,
they spend a lot of time thinking about that kind of stuff, whereas you and I are just like, oh, this needs to be swapped out. I'll do it now.
Yeah, I used a towel. I tried to claim that I was doing the right thing because instead of just being down a kitchen towel, I replaced it.
Yeah. No. There's more that goes into it than that. Yeah. You should know that.
Yeah. And now, I was informed that there were extra Valentine's towel. Why couldn't I look at that and realize and get the right towel?
One's red, one's green. Idiot.
I screwed it up.
You just thought they were all Christmas towels.
Red and green work, right? It works.
By the way, you know you're not supposed to rinse after brushing, right after brushing?
Did you know that? Speaking of the lady friend, she told me this literally like a week ago, and I was like, what?
Mind blown.
No, I'm not.
You're not supposed to rinse right after.
That's
supposed to wait because it dilutes the fluoride in the toothpaste.
Get the hell out of town.
Did you know you are supposed to floss?
Oh, shut up. No, you're not. That's a racket.
I don't like it either.
I'll tell you right now, I'll be damned if I'm not going to rinse after brushing the teeth. It's not going
to
happen.
Well, you can rinse. You're just supposed to wait.
No.
You're supposed to wait, like 10 minutes.
You're supposed to wait like 10 plus minutes.
It's like when you unclog a drain.
You know how disgusting your mouth? Like, I'm not doing that. The first thing
you
do.
You just brushed it.
The first thing you do after brushing your mouth or brushing your teeth is you rinse. It feels amazing. Your teeth feel all clean.
You're supposed to wait.
Get out of here. That's a big dentist. I'm not buying it.
Well, there's the Dan Orlovsky payoff. Our show returns tomorrow. Can you believe that? We're coming back again for an encore performance. Wednesday. We love our Wednesday shows.
Another one.
3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.